Everyone, it's Liam with Lovely Scrapin. So I'm here with my Daisy bead spray tutorial. I just wanted to show you an example of another one that I had made doing the same type of technique, just with a different type of bead size in the center. So first I'll show you this one. This is the one that I showed on my last pincushion video that I had made for a friend, and I had mentioned that I could do a tutorial on this. So this one, as you can see, is 6 white beads and then a center bead of your choice, and the white beads are approximately 4 millimeters. So depending on the size of your center for your daisy is going to determine how many beads you need to circle that center. So for this one, it only took 6 beads. For this one, I used the center is about a 5 millimeter pearl bead, so I needed to use 7 beads to surround that center. So you just kind of play with the size of your beads and determine what are the number of beads that you need to surround your center of choice. And of course, you can play with all different types of beads. It doesn't have to be pearl beads, it could be crystal beads, you know, all different types of fun stuff. So, and you can also use floral green wire or silver. I like the silver, but I just wanted to play with the green one to see what it looked like. But you can use either or, doesn't matter, or even gold or whatever you want. The gauge of this wire is 30 gauge. I can't quite see it, but it's a 30 gauge wire. So it's quite small, and it needs to be small because you're going to be wrapping it around inside the beads, and the hole in your bead needs to be somewhat wide. In order to accommodate the wire going through a few times. So, and I'll show you what I mean here in a second. So let's get started. And before I go any further, I'll also show you a different type of spray you can make using 3 beads, which is super easy. You just string your wire through the 3 beads and then scrunch it together so it forms that kind of a diamond shape, and then twist, like my very first bead spray tutorial that I've done. And then you can play with branching it off too in different areas. Like, you can just do branches like that, or you can do 2 branches to like a little sprig kind of thing like that. So you can just play around with the shape and the size of your spray and the beads. It's so much fun. I love bead sprays. I'm just so addicted to them right now. So anyways, let's get started. I'll make one similar to this. I might use a different color center. I'll kind of go with the flow and see what I choose. So I use the 30 gauge wire, beading wire, jewelry wire, whatever you want to call it. And the length of this is approximately 30 inches, I think I measured it. You always want to have a little bit more. It's better to have more than not enough. So 30 inches seems to be enough for these, for like the 4 daisy. But if you want more daisies, of course, you're going to want to have longer wire just in case. And sometimes you need to trim off the end because it gets a little bit bent and it's harder to feed through the beads. So sometimes you need to trim off the edge or end. So you definitely want to have a little excess wire. So 30 inches seems to be fine for me for this spray. And then you're going to grab your beads of choice. So I've got 24 of the white beads, which is going to be my daisy petals, I guess you can call it. And then I've chosen a few different color centers. I think I might go with the pink center because I'm working on a project that has pink in it. So I think I'm going to go with the pink bead in the center. So because this bead, the pink bead, is smaller, it'll only take about 6 of the white 4 millimeter beads to go around it. But again, just play with your beads and the sizes that you have. So just like my very first bead spray tutorial, I like to determine how long I want my stem, meaning how long do I want this part to be? I tend to leave about 6 inches. Let's see here. So about 6 inches is about right there. So from the end to there is about 6 inches. And I'm just going to make a bend, so it just marks my 6 inch mark where I want the top very first daisy to be. Okay, so that marks that. And then I'm going to just take my long end here and start feeding 6 of my pearl beads through there. And you can see, hopefully you can make out the circle. Can you guys make out that circle in the center of this bead? So it's a good size circle, so it makes it easy to put the wire through multiple times when you're making the daisy flower. If you have seed beads, this might not work very well. Okay, so I've got my 6 beads, and hopefully you guys can make this out with the white paper background. I guess I could get black. Let me just see if black will work. That might be a bit easier for you to see. Okay, so You're gonna stick the six pearl beads on there and bring it all the way down to that little bend that you made in the wire at the 6 inch mark. Okay, so that's the bend that I made. So this is approximately 6 inches long for the stem. And what I'm gonna do now is I'm going to take, this is the stem, so I'm not gonna do anything with this, okay? I'm gonna take my long wire and get the end of it like so and feed it back. So it ends here, and I'm gonna feed it back through the beginning bead, okay? Okay, so then you're just gonna pull the wire through. Okay, and eventually, see that's the bend I made, so that's kind of where I want the top of my flower to be, so just pull it down a little bit. And then you're just going to keep pulling until it forms the circle. And now, so you can see where the end bead is in the beginning bead, you're going to put the wire through the very first beginning bead, just the first one. Okay, can you make that out? So I've just put it through the very first one that I started at. So that's the end bead, and I'm going to feed it through the first one and just pull it. And just watch when you're pulling the wire that it doesn't like twist or anything, because it can kink and it can kind of be a pain. So just make sure it's as you're pulling it through nice and straight. So there you go. So there's your circle. And that was my beginning bead, and my wire came out the beginning bead. And I'm just going to cross it over, okay? Now I'm going to take my center bead of choice, which I decided was going to be the pink. And I'm just going to feed it through the long wire. Remember, we're not doing anything with the stem wire. It's just going to be left there. So you're going to fold, or fold, sorry, you're going to feed the wire until it gets into the center. So remember, I crossed over. So that was the very first bead, and that wire is just coming out of that first bead. So now you're going to put your center bead and just put it into the center. And then, counting to the last two beads. So remember, this one was my first bead here, and this is my last two. So I'm going to feed this wire through the second to last bead. Through both of them, the two last beads, okay? So then the wire will come out where the stem wire is. See how it's coming out where the stem wire is? Not coming out the same wire, but it's meeting, it's joining, right? And then you're gonna pull it and make sure it's not twisting or anything. So there is your very first daisy, okay? So that bead is secured in the center. Then where, see, this is my, let's see if I can back this up. My short wire here for the stem and the long wire. So just like with my very first bead tutorial, I like to hold the stem wire. I pinch this part and I kind of hold the junction, and then I just start twisting the bead. Okay, and what that's doing is it's wrapping the long wire around the stem wire just by twisting it nice and tightly. And then you just keep twisting to go as long as far down as you want to start the next one. So about this one here was like about an inch and a half or so. So just however the distance is, I usually like to do inch and a half, inch, inch and a half. So that's about an inch. So I'll stop there. And then I'm going to decide that I want my next daisy going this way. So I just have the wire, the long wire going this way. And again, the short wire was in my hand. Okay. So then we're going to do the same thing that we just did. Feeding six of these petal beads, I guess you can call it, because they're the petal of the daisy. So six of the beads. Okay. Right now, at this point, I don't worry how far these beads are touching the junction point here, okay? I'll adjust it once I feed my long wire through them, okay? Because it just gets hard if you try to hold the spot. So again, and this can be a little bit if you just straighten your end because it's sometimes hard to feed the wire through if it's all kinked. So I just kind of have it so it's in a straight line. It's easiest to feed the wire back through. So just like before, we're going to feed this long wire back through all of the beads, okay? So here we go again. Might not come out as clear as I'm hoping it is because it's making sense in my head, but maybe not making sense to you guys. So by doing this a few times and showing it a few times, hopefully it'll make sense by the end. You'll get what I'm doing. Oops. So do make sure you get all the beads through, okay? And then just pull the wire. And then when you get near this point, that's when you're gonna adjust how far up you want your daisy to start, right? The stem of this one. So this one's gonna want a little bit shorter than the first daisy. So I think I'll want it about there. So just hold the spot and keep pulling this long wire until it kind of gets to the point there. And then just like the first time, we're gonna put this long wire again through the beginning bead, through just this bead. Okay, bring it up a bit closer. So just this bead. You'll have to excuse my grungy fingernails. I wash my hands probably a million times a day, so nail polish will not stay on my nails. All right, so went through the very first bead, okay, and then I'm gonna pull it, making sure this doesn't twist or bend. And then you're just gonna kind of pull it so it's tight. Okay, and just like before, we're gonna kind of go across. So it came out that first bead. Whoops, it went blurry. Sorry, one second. There we go. So it came out this first bead. So we're just gonna cross it inside there and feed my center bead now onto my wire. Feed it through. Bring it all the way down and then it drops nicely into the center. So I'm going to take this wire and feed it through the last two beads, just like the first time. So this process is going to be the same. See, now it's getting a bit difficult. So I just want to straighten your end out. This sometimes is where you might want to trim it off the end so, because it gets a bit kinked and it's a bit difficult. Okay, so that wire is coming out and meeting up with the other wire now. So I'm just going to pull it through, making sure, see as I'm pulling it through, that I'm laying my center bead in the center and that this wire is falling right there. That's where I want it. Okay, so there is my second daisy. So now, as you can see, the wires are coming out there, meeting up. So then you're just going to kind of, I still have my stem in my hand here, and I just like to kind of pinch this area with my fingernails and then twist because that gets it really nice and tight. And I just kind of keep holding the area and it just naturally winds itself down. As you can see, it's working its way down to that junction where it's meeting up with the other one. So just keep twisting it until you meet to the other one. Okay, and then now I just take both of these and still holding the stem in my right hand or my left hand, and I'm just going to twist them. And then this, you're just going to go as far down as you want, to make your next branch. Okay, so I think I'll go about that distance. And then, so that one was there. I think this one will come out this side okay, so my stem again is right there. My long wire is going this way now. So I'm going to feed my next six white petal beads through the wire. So I'll just do this one and then the next one and come right back as I'm finishing up the daisy spray so you can see how I finish it, okay? So I'll be right back. There you go. And now I've got my stem wire here. Okay. And then I'm going to pinch this together and twist it all the way so it meets the junction again. Then holding my stem wire. twisting it to however long you want. You can add more daisies onto here, but for this tutorial, I'm just going to make it a 4-daisy spray. You can even add single strands of single pearl beads through here too. So you can do whatever you like. But just for the sake of this tutorial, I'll just do that. So I hope that made sense, you guys. This is just so much fun making these, and they accent a project beautifully. So I'm going to make this a little bit longer stem, and then I'll just trim it off. I just take my wire cutters and trim that off. And there you have it. So there is a daisy spray. I had so much fun creating this. So much fun. So you guys, I hope you like this. Please leave a comment. I hope this was clear and made sense, and I hope you try it. And please, I'd love to, if you tag me in your video or you send me a video message or something, let me know that you've done it and show them to me. I'd love to see your guys' work out there. It makes me feel so good if I can inspire just one person. That makes me feel so great, and it keeps me going. It gives me motivation to keep putting out tutorials. So thanks to all my subbies for watching. I so appreciate all of your feedback. I love you guys so much. Okay, take care, everyone. Happy scrapping and happy bead spray making. Bye.